With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says he's working hard to fix a mess he was left by the Biden administration. That includes working to make life more affordable for Americans.
Here at home, we're bringing our economy back from the brink of ruin. The last administration and their allies in Congress looted our treasury for trillions of dollars, driving up prices and everything at levels never seen before. I am bringing those high prices down and bringing them down very fast.
Mr. Trump addressing the nation from the White House last night. The FBI's number two official planning to resign next month.
FBI Deputy Director Dan Bongino's planned resignation in January would be among the highest profile departures of the Trump administration. The president suggested Bongino would return to his prior role as a popular podcast host.
Dan did a great job. I think he wants to go back to his show.
Bongino was an unconventional pick to be the FBI's second in command. Though he had previously worked as a New York City police officer and Secret Service agent, he had no prior experience at the Bureau. Greg Clugston, the White House.
A $901 billion defense spending bill is on its way to the president's desk after clearing the Senate. Ahead of the vote, Armed Services Committee Chair Roger Wicker touted the bill's significant Pentagon reforms.
We're about to pass, and the president will enthusiastically sign the most sweeping upgrades to DOD's business practices in 60 years. This is a monumental achievement.
Police are looking for two persons of interest in connection with the deadly Brown University shooting. Arraignment for Nick Reiner, accused of murdering his parents, has been postponed to next month. Ahead of this morning's inflation update, stock futures are higher, the Dow futures are up 90 points. This is SRN News. The Barna Group looks at 25 years of U.S. religious data.
The news is not good. In 2000, 74% of self-identified Christians in this country said that their faith was an important part of their daily life. In 2025, it's 54%, a 20-point decline. Barna says, quote, when belief ceases to carry weight in a person's worldview, Christian practices tend to follow suit. Barna also reports that amongst Christians, as 31% believe they have a personal responsibility to spread the gospel, down from 35% in 2000. Michael Harrington reporting.
Australia is mourning the deaths of 15 Jews murdered this past weekend at a Hanukkah celebration on Bondi Beach. A giant menorah is being projected onto the walls of Sydney's iconic opera house at night, and 1,000 people attended a vigil for the victims. Hundreds of bouquets of flowers have been placed at a makeshift memorial on the beach. This is SRN News. Some people collect stamps, others collect coins. But this guy, well, he collects something else entirely.
Barnaby Wickham spends a lot of time on his bicycle and daily rides all around Baltimore. On these rides, he's collected 700 hubcaps, turning some litter into eye-catching art, including a giant fish and a head that looks like Peanuts character Snoopy. Now, just to clarify, these are hubcaps he finds along the road. Barnaby does not go around taking hubcaps off of cars. Jason Walker reporting.
Peter Arnett has died. The Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter spent decades dodging bullets and bombs, bringing the world eyewitness accounts of war from the rice paddies of Vietnam to the deserts of Iraq. Peter Arnett was 91 years old. Again, on Wall Street this morning, NASDAQ futures are up 188. More details, SRNNews.com.